On the telephone line, the voice of Maine hockey on the Black Bear Sports Network, John Shields. Hi there, John.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Are you at the arena or en route or just chilling in your hotel?
I am inside historic Matthews Arena.
Excellent. Well, a big weekend coming up for the Black Bears. How was your trip down?
Good. Good. You know, as you know, most of it is just getting out of the state of Maine, and the rest of it is sitting in Boston traffic. So
yeah, that's a good combination of events there. Well, last weekend, first games with a crowd back at the Alphon. First of all, what was it like to have those fans back there?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Added a lot of energy to the building. There were 4,100 people, over 4,100 people on Friday night. I didn't get a number for Saturday. Friday was definitely the bigger of the two nights, I think, but great crowd, great energy. The student section was very, very energized, and that was a lot of fun.
And we talked with Ben Barr a couple of days ago, and he said he was frankly not pleased with what he saw as the effort on the Friday game. He said six or seven guys just weren't doing what was expected of them.
Yeah, we heard that this week from Coach Barr, and he said it was unfortunate the crowd was so good that they couldn't, you know, get a goal for him, and the one goal that Sacred Heart scored was a fluky goal on Friday. So definitely a bit disappointing on Friday. They turned the page on Saturday, and, you know, Rich, they were down by two goals in the third on Saturday and were able to scrape back and tie the game at three. And that was what the result was on Saturday, 3-3 tie. So they didn't give up on Saturday, found a way to get back in it and at least get a tie, but they're still looking for that first win of the year.
Yeah, and the maybe the best part of the weekend was the performance on Friday night of Matthew Thiessen.
Yes, he played very well on Friday night, so that was great to see. And he got a little bit of maybe a goaltender battle brewing here between him and Austin, but I think right now Thiessen has won the start for tonight, and rightfully so. You know, he played real well last weekend.
So tonight and tomorrow they take on the Northeastern Huskies. What do they have to contend with? What is the strength of this Northeastern team?
Well, once again, it's a, you know, very good Northeastern team that can put up some points. They've got a player, Aiden McDonough, who's already has 7 points in 6 games. So they're going to have to find a way to neutralize his offensive attack. And they've got a goaltender who's got a couple of shutouts already. So they're going to have to figure out how to solve that test too. So they've got their hands full here. You know, Northeastern's been a solid Hockey East power here for the last several seasons. So this will be a good measuring stick for the Black Bears.
So as we get ready to begin Hockey East play for the Black Bears tonight, John, who are the favorites? Who are the teams that you expect to be in the hunt for those seeded positions going into the postseason?
Well, I think it's a couple of the ones that you always look at: Boston College, Boston University. Northeastern's in that mix. UMass they were a preseason favorite, and they lost to Dartmouth in an exhibition last weekend. But you never know with exhibitions what they were trying out. But UMass should be very good once again. So, you know, those teams. Providence is another one that's good. You know, you look at it, the list is long of the very good teams in Hockey East. But you got, you know, BC, BU, UMass, of course, defending national champions. We can't forget them. This Northeastern team, Maine will see this weekend. Providence, Lowell is always a tough team to play. So this is a tough league and a tough schedule, but isn't that what makes it fun, Rich? Just like the CAA, it's always a good competition week in and week out.
Oh, no question about that. What are the game times tonight and tomorrow?
7 o'clock both nights. 7:05 tonight, if you want to be exact, and 7 o'clock, I think 7:03 tomorrow. So same time, 7 and 7, and then we're on the air at 6:30 with our coverage.
Now, I have to ask you this because it's an important question this time of year. Have costumes been procured for the Shields children?
We have a princess for little Josie, because that's what she wants to be all the time. Even though we call her the queen, she thinks she's a princess. So that's a check mark on that. And then we have an Obi-Wan Kenobi Jedi Master.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So
now,
what about
you? That's you. What's Silas going to be?
No. I'm a hockey announcer. What about you and Graham? What's the plan?
Graham is some sort of demon. I'm not, well, yes, in real life, okay, but also for Halloween. I don't know. He's got this, it's a little freaky costume. It's all black, including a like a black thing over his head and long, long fingers, and then these creepy orange eyes that glow in the dark.
Love it. That's great.
Yeah, I said great that he's all in black, because that's what you want when you're out dodging traffic on Halloween night. So if he doesn't bounce off a Buick, I'm sure he'll get a good haul.
Oh, boy. That's what you need to be out there with those glow sticks. That's what you need.
Yeah, that's mom's job. I'm home handing out the candy and keeping the dog's head from exploding.
There you go.
Well, listen, hope you have a fun time and get the Black Bears a point or two this weekend, John. We'll be listening to the Black Bears Sports Network for Maine and Northeastern. Appreciate it, John. Travel safely on your way home.
All right. Thank you, Rich. See you later.
That's John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. That's BennettAutoCenter.com.